And the teams are all in for round 10, magic round, all the games being played at Suncorp Stadium. We had the update yesterday from Zach Bailey, but here we go. So it's the West Tigers host, well, they're not hosting, they're playing the Knights in the first game of the eight. Plenty of changes here to speak about for the Newcastle Knights. Hymel Hunt comes back, but he hasn't been included in the winning side, so they've kept the 17, it looks as though. As far as the West Tigers are concerned, what about this, Fletch? Zach Sini went from the blinder of a debut to the front page of the paper to being out of the 21 altogether.
It was always going to happen, wasn't it?
Yep. The Siriaco Mesha. Jock Madden gets his opportunity, jersey number 17. Moses Zembai goes to number 6. Dewey goes to the centres. So I'm hearing it might be around the chat. Moses Zembai might be better with the chat as far as that may be the case. Sean Bloor is back, so that's good news for you Tigers. He'll come back in jersey number 15. And that is the Tigers taking on the Knights. That's the major news there. The Seagulls take on the Broncos. And this is all on Friday, by the way. There's no Thursday game. So this is on Friday for Magic Round. The Seagulls versus the Broncos, Fletch.
Yeah, big news is Marty Tapau is named. Obviously coming back from a head knock. And for the Broncos, who I thought he's been going really good the last couple of weeks, Patrick Carrigan did his ACL.
Yeah.
He's replaced in the starting 13 by Thomas Flegler. But, yeah, Patrick Carrigan, I feel sorry for the kid because last year he went through all that. You know, they were giving it to him. He wasn't a captain. I thought this year, especially last month, he's been really, really impressive. So, no Curtis Sirenin again. So, he might have to wait another week, but pretty much similar side to last week for both teams.
Bulldogs take on the Raiders, Brooksy.
Yeah, so big changes in the halves for the Doggies. Kyle Flanagan's been dumped. So they're going with Brandon Wakeham at 6 and Jake Avarillo at 7.
Brooksy, can I ask you,
yes,
is Flanagan out of the 17 completely?
He's out of the 17, but he's in on the reserve. So yeah, he'll be wearing jersey number 19 if he plays. No. So, yeah, Nick Meaney moves in the centres for Corey Allen. Dylan Knaap is back from his shoulder injury. And Siumanu Fanai drops back to the interchange bench. Matt Dury is a new face on the bench. He's replacing Ogden. For the Raiders, Rupana is out. Valamai comes in on the wing for him. Hudson Young is promoted from the bench to take the lock spot.
So he
Ryan
played good last
Sutton
week.
Is out, yeah. Well, he was good at the start of the year and then he sort of dropped off and now he picked back
up. And Sutton was really good until he got injured. Tarpany got injured as well, so that was a big, big
issue. Can I give you a hypothetical?
Yes, you can.
Bulldogs beat the Raiders.
Yeah, that's a big one.
What happens there? is Sticky under the pump?
No, he's never under the pump.
You have to be losing to the Bulldogs.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
What we've
seen. They are absolute morales. Because you know what? The last couple of weeks, despite all the daggers, et cetera, they actually have aimed up. So I reckon they are. I know they're going to be
they're
short,
close.
But they're morales. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm just thinking.
They've got a big inclusion, though. Josh Hodgson returns from a calf injury.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be on the bench.
Harry Rushton. How do I know that name, Harry Rushton?
He's another English import, I believe. Harry Rushton.
He came from Wigan.
Eeyore, lad. That's how I knew him.
There you go.
I played for the mighty Cherry and Whites. I don't know if you saw that.
He might have been a young gun
in
when you were there.
No. He would have been 7 when I was there.
Harry
great,
Rushton.
Great town, Wigan.
I bet you there's a photo of you and little Harry Rushton floating around somewhere.
Might be.
You know, one of those ones. Anyway, we move on. So we move on now to the next game, which is Gibbo. There's a big, big in for both teams, really.
Yeah, so both of these teams got pumped last weekend, so they're going to be bouncing back. Andrew Fifita finally named for the Sharks. Interesting to see what happens with their halves. Matt Moylan is at 14 again.
Yes.
Josh Dugan's back in because Jesse Ramian's out injured. Now, for the Bunnies, he might be playing against his future club. Adam Reynolds is back, and so Benji Marshall will play 6. Tane Milne, now we saw his name, I think, last week in the side, but he hasn't played yet. And Steve Masters is out. So a few big inclusions for this game, which, you know, they'll both be desperate.
Big game. Big, big game there.
I was impressed with Jed Cartwright as well. Joel, I'm not sure what you thought of him coming off the bench, but Souths were disappointing last weekend.
Oh, they were horrific. They
There's
were absolutely horrific.
There's a few ranked games, isn't it? Like, it's Magic Round.
Sunday's the best.
Well, you know, the biggest price, the biggest price favourite is $1.50. The biggest price favourite is $1.50.
You'd think they would. I mean, it's Magic Round. Let's make magic happen, NRL. PVL, let's get teams like a big blockbusters. I know we can't have 8 blockbusters, but we could have 2. Anyway, speaking of blockbusters, I can't wait for this. Saturday, Roosters versus the Cowboys. Big in for the Chooks in Tupanua. Satili Tupanua, because he's flying. Lockie Lamb is at 5'8 to replace.
Tell me where Sawali is, Fletch.
Well, he's still 21. Still 21, but he's got his headgear off in the photo, so he might be playing. Joseph Sawali, 21. I don't think he plays.
You don't think so?
You'd think they'd give him an easy game.
Mm.
That's what I think. But who's he going to replace? The only thing I can think of, they're going to give Lockie a go, because if this experiment doesn't work out, Lockie Lamb and Sammy Walker, because they're tiny, they might put the big fella in.
I'm just convinced that you've got to win the comp. It's Manu and Walker. Do you think so?
Manu's got to.
But you know what I'm also convinced of, Fletch? Trent Robinson is far smarter than me.
And me.
So whatever he does is probably right. We move on to the Warriors taking on the Eels. Now, the Warriors, this has come through. Edward Cozzi, have you heard of him before?
He played, I think he made his debut last week.
Did he?
Yeah, he was on the wing. He wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You missed Rocco Berry.
He looked comfortable out there.
Cozzi. He certainly did. He certainly did. Who else we got here in the Warriors team too? It's a bit hard. This particular team sheet is printed out a little bit different. 21, Eli Katoa looks like he's back, so that's good news. Bailey Sirenin, jersey number 18, looks as though he's back. Reece Walsh to the bench. Reece Walsh to the bench as far as this is concerned. But the reason I say the team list looks very, very different because the number of asterisks for the Parramatta Eels, we know that Dylan Brown is out. Jacob Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Son of.
He's in number 6, but it's with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Raymond Stone, number 16, with an asterisk. Joey Lussick with an asterisk. Jordan Rankin with an asterisk. Why have they got asterisks? Because the selection is subject to NRL biosecurity approval and compliance to all specified conditions. So what happens is, if you went back and left the NRL bubble to go and play reserve grade, you were out of the bubble. But surely, the state of play for New South Wales, it's play on, isn't it?
Well, just barbecue man.
Yeah.
Who's, I don't know what he was doing. He's buying it, apparently.
Wonga Blake back into the side with our man Tommy Opacic.
Wonga Blake up against Rocco Berry. Oh, that sounds good.
Mm.
Sounds tasty, like a movie.
Tasty matchup.
Rocco Berry and Wonga Blake starring in When the Plumber Calls.
All right, gentlemen, we move on now to the Plumber calling the game, which is a Storm taking on the Dragons. The 1999 grand final game.
Don't mention the war, Joel. Yeah. Ryan Pappenhausen is on the extended bench, 19. You'd think he's going to start, right? Nico Hines is wearing jersey number 1. The halves for the Storm are Jax and Hughes. Kenny Bromwich is wearing the 9 jersey with Tyson Smoothie wearing jersey number 14.
Yes, the Smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the Storm situation. The Dragons situation, well, we've got Ravalawa back on the wing, McKaylee, because Matt Fiagai was injured during the game. So Maxie's holding down the other wing. But yeah, Jack Bird's still in the centres with Fui Maono, which was, they were pretty good last week. Solid in the centre position.
Bit of mail, Jack Bird, starting centre for New South Wales.
Wow.
ATM.
Good mail.
At the moment?
At the moment.
Wow.
He's got his nose in front.
So he's a left centre. Yeah, left. Wow.
Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
He switched a bit because of Fui Maono got a bit of a HIA situation, so he went from left to right.
Hey, good coaching from Hook too. It was good coaching. Did you see the try that they scored? I think Dufty scored it. They used the ball play. They brought in Bird as a bit of a ball player from the centre position. Beautiful play.
Yep.
Lays it off for Dufty. That was great coaching from Hook.
Yeah, it was the Bulldogs, but it was good. It was a great play. Tashi highlight if they were in blue and white. But yeah, they've pretty much got the same side apart from that injury swap for Ravalawa as they did against the Bulldogs.
All right, take us home, Gibbo, the Titans and the Panthers.
So this is probably a game where we need some magic from the Titans, but they're unchanged. Fifita is at the judiciary tonight. So if he gets off, obviously he'll be playing.
He'll be sweet, won't he, boys? Downgrade.
Oh, that huge slap.
Yeah.
It was a beauty, wasn't it?
You're going to be sweet?
Mate, either he's got the biggest hand in the world.
Or you have.
Who did he get? Dewey.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Dewey's got the smallest head. So the pea head versus giant Brightons.
Yeah. Yeah. Brighton. Actually, there's a nomination here for Brighton as the shittiest town.
Afternoon, boys. Brighton Les Sands is the shittiest town I know.
Yeah.
Fitzy.
Some people call it Brighton Le Jet Ski. Lots of jet skis out there at Brighton.
Yeah.
Kurt Capel is out for Penrith Panthers. He's with the HIA from last week.
Yep.
Liam Martin moves to 12, but Paul Momorowski has been named in the reserve. So it looks like Matt Burton has got that centre position all sewn up. But yeah, we need some magic here in the last game of Magic Round.